happened to all the pictures? Didn't you have pictures in the wall back there?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Where'd they go?
They were stolen pictures.
Oh, were they all stolen?
Yeah, they were all stolen pictures.
As I completely blow off the media and I want to, like, I zone in to the pictures and that.
We're looking for requests.
All right, let's go.
I know you'd like it to come into a win, or in a win, but Stanley picks up number 400 on home ice. What kind of a milestone is that in today's game?
Ooh, 400 goals. That is a lot of goals. Players are lucky to play 400 games in this league. And he's got 400 goals. That means you've been doing it, and you've been doing it for a long time. And it's weird to think of, I always look at Stammer as a young kid, and but he's, you know, his longevity and his production over his career is, you know, this little generation that he's played, you've got to put him up there with the best. And you know, I don't think he's going to stop at 400 anytime soon.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's, you know what the one thing is, everybody was really down after the loss. I think, you know, we felt this was a game we definitely could have got points out of in the way we played. And, you know, it would come up empty, the guys were down, but there was genuine happiness for Stammer in the room, kind of sucked the bite out of the loss because of what Stammer accomplished. So hopefully we can just turn the page and move on to St. Louis.
Do you guys see that challenge there on high stake with something you saw or something that the coach was thinking of guard? Or
yeah.
You
know, well, we wouldn't challenge that unless we were 100%. It was a high stick. So apparently you have to be 110%.
That's going to be frustrating then if you think it's pretty clear. And
yeah, we don't challenge just for, you know, just by chance. That everybody was, that's a high stick. I didn't see it that way, so no big deal.
It's kind of a tough break, and I know they're trying to limit the challenges, but to get a minor penalty off of something that obviously...
We're only talking about it because they scored on it. You know, they had four power plays. That just happens to be the one. They could have scored in any one of them. So it's frustrating because we see the rules this way, and we see it as a high stick, and they didn't. And they get to make the final call. And whatever it is, you have to live with it. So once they make the call, it's like, okay, go out and kill the penalty off. And we didn't do it. And at that time, you probably need to do it. So it's unfortunate, and it's just, you gotta roll with it.
Do you think a penalty is a appropriate consequence for a failed challenge?
Well, like, there's checks and balances with this whole thing. So did we think it was appropriate that they scored off what we thought was a high stick? No. So we want to try and reverse that, and they disagreed with us. So if there was no such thing as a challenge, the goal would have counted, and we would have still been frustrated. We had a chance to challenge it, and it didn't work. And so it's we have to live with that. And it's there's going to be... When you bring in video review, there's going to be debate about calls all the time. And there are going to be calls that they do get right. There will be, you look at last year's playoffs, is a big reason these are in the game. And now that they've changed the rules because they want to speed the game up and have less challenges. So now you have to, you know, be sure. And so we're not making calls that we're not sure. In our opinion, we were sure this was a high stick, and it wasn't. And so in the 60 plus games we have left or whatever it is, there's going to be calls that go our way and some that aren't. So just got to live with it and move on. It's a 60 minute game, and we just didn't score enough to win.
You mentioned you felt you guys could have won this game the way you guys played. What are you things that you liked about the way you guys came out?
I didn't like our start the first few shifts, but then once we got our legs going, we had good zone time. We had some 10 bell chances. I thought their goalie made some really, really good saves, and you could see, you know, it's you know, on the bench, you can see the frustration setting in with the guys because they were getting the chances. And maybe that's a little tough, too, because you play a game 48 hours earlier where everything was going in the net. And so you're kind of feeling, and all of a sudden they're not going in the net for you, but you're still getting those same type chances. And that's the humbling part to this league. Some days are going in for you and some days they're not. But it's that process of, are you getting those chances? And we were. And we look at the statistics after the game, and most nights, if you looked strictly at scoring chances and all those things, we win that game. Or at least we get points out of it. So that's a little bit frustrating. But in saying that, you keep doing that, you're going to get points in games more often than not. And so it's a game we could have got points, we didn't, and it's frustrating, but let's just move on.
How about at the other end? You're seeing the things you still want to see defensively in terms of limiting chances on that process?
We've shut down a little bit of the total number of chances. Some of the Grays A's were given up. I still think we're probably giving up a little bit too many. But for the most part, there's definitely been improvement.
How do you deal with that frustration also part of the process?
You gotta roll through it. And it's a 3-1 game that we eventually ends up being 4-3. Like, we game this one out. We just fell a goal short.
Travis Monday here.
Don't let it run. Table first. Over here.